Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Are we not allowed a bottle of Coke or something? Just like a little cheeky one?
All I could offer you is drink Prime.
No.
Oh, look, yeah.
What flavor is that? What, cherry freeze?
The cherry freeze.
Go on now, bust me.
Can you put your food away? It smells so bad.
Me have you saying no.
Please, that food stinks, man. Why does it smell so bad?
Let me tell you what I've gone for. So people like probably just want to know what I'm on.
Vegan, you're in it.
Nah. You know I ain't on that hipster shit. Barbacoa beef.
That's not how you say it.
Of course it's not how you say it.
Barbacoa!
Of course I butchered it. But yeah, it's lovely. Nutrients, the lot.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the fellas pod. And yeah, man, that's all I got to say, really. I think we wrap it up now. Why? You know what? People loved us talking about the rock.
The
they
rock
didn't realize
music.
That we were dialed into that.
They didn't know. They don't know we were on that kind of shit.
I got
some news today. Rock Band, the game. No, they don't have cancer. Rock Band have stopped making DLC songs for their game. After like
that's a travesty.
15 years, 2,800 songs.
Is that how many they have on there?
Yeah. But the you know what the crazy thing is? They've only just stopped now. How fucking old are those?
Who the hell is still playing Rock Band?
Hey, pal. You know what? I was on TikTok Live last. Nah, I wasn't on TikTok Live. I was on TikTok and scrolled, and a live came up of a guy just playing Guitar Hero.
I love that for him. Man.
Just got stuck in there, man.
He pleasures a woman better than anyone ever.
100%, bro. I sent him like 10 hot dogs.
Okay, speaking of TikTok lives, I want to talk about this real quick because it's actually a really sad story.
Oh no.
Yeah, it is a little bit sad. You look like you're gonna fart. You want to let one go?
Nah, I was gonna put my foot down on the table.
Not with the shoes.
And then I realized I got my shoes on.
We'll take your shoes off then. You know what I find really sad, right? Is I went on it and there's a guy called Jason Nash. You'll remember him from the David Dobrik vlogs.
Of course.
Oh, man.
And I clicked on him once because I heard this thing that he is always live on TikTok.
Yeah.
Constantly. And then he came up once and I was like, you know what? I just want to click it. I want to see like, what does this guy do online? Because this is his full-time job now. Mm-hmm. He does this. I go on there. There's like 500 people watching it. And it's just, he's just constantly like, hey man, thank you for the satellite. Thank you for the thank you for the candy. Shit like that, right?
I'm confused.
And I'm just saying, like, you were part of the biggest YouTube series, or one of the biggest YouTube series, which is David Dobrik's vlogs. How is it that you've ended up doing that?
Wait.
Like,
is it not satire? Like, you know,
No. Like, it's not. It's not like you've seen those NPC streamers where they're like,
yeah.
I don't even want to do it. Right?
Go on.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Glitching mode.
Yeah.
They're funny though.
They are. So his isn't that. His is dead serious.
Yeah.
And I just watched it and it actually made me feel a little bit bad because I was watching a man like do something that like, it looks quite like degrading
for someone of that size.
Not even anybody doing what he was doing. I'm there like that's not a life.
The thing is, it's almost similar to Twitch in the sense that it's like thanks for bits, you know. It's similar,
but that's occasional, and you'll be doing other stuff while it happens, right?
Yeah,
so you'll be gaming, or you'll be.
This is just focused on that.
It literally is like every 15 seconds, he's there like da da da, and then someone will join. He's like, okay, we're gonna play a game with, and it's usually like an OnlyFans girl or something.
The thing is, I don't understand. He's still like well known, like he's still
because like I said, he had like 500 people in there. Now I get recommended his stream all the time, and I'm always looking at the viewers, and it's like between 500 and like 700, and I'll be like, you can't earn that much money doing TikTok live, right?
So
maybe you can.
I don't know. Maybe you actually can. So the question is, did he not save his money well, or?
Bro, I don't know.
What went wrong?
Anyways,
I could see myself doing that.
He was funny in the David Dobrik.
He was the guy.
I think with them vlogs, he did get fucked over a little bit. Like, I think David obviously gave him a nice life and had him in the videos. But did you see that podcast clip? I think I said it in, sent it into the fellas chat of him talking about it and how like David now is on like some mad party vibe and he never used to drink. He used to constantly just grind whilst everyone else was living life. He'd film everyone. And now he's just like partying, doesn't want to work when everyone's like, bro, I need to work.
You say that though, but like I mentioned this on a previous podcast in this season, he still bangs Snapchat and he makes a fortune off that. So he's just looking at that going, this is easy cash for me.
But I guess the difference is like back then, David probably would be banging Snapchat whilst also grinding everything.
Exactly.
Now he's like got the Snapchat fallback, which is relatively easy because you are just, you know, you're just filming everything, to be honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, then he's making so much off that. He's like, damn, well, fuck it. I'm just going to party.
Yeah.
My life.
They were also offered like a $10 million podcast deal between the two of them. So Views podcast,
Views.
Jason and David. And David said no. And he's like, bro, we just need to do an hour and a half a week. Just like, allow me. Like, this is life changing money for me. And he's like, nah, I can't be arsed.
No, is that...
That's such a moral dilemma.
Yeah, bro, well, the podcast that I watched, which he was on, he was talking about how they offered the deal and David said no.
Who offered that deal?
I'm not...
where can we find a deal like
that? Who offered that deal? All right, anyways, look, I don't know why I started on a bit of a sad note there. I don't know, it just kind of made me sad. I was watching it and then...
I'd like to have him on this podcast.
I would have him on this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. He's really funny as well, so...
Yeah.
You know, we don't normally find Americans funny, but this guy, you know, I'm giving him a...
Who's the funniest American person you know?
I know fucking loads.
No, who's the funniest American? Like, who do you watch and go, yeah, you're funny?
Theo Von. There we go.
Yeah. All right, you win.
Beetlejuice.
Do you think Beetlejuice rocks up and he, like, practices material and stuff?
Not, like, necessarily, but, you know, bro just got the sauce like that.
I know, I feel that. All right, anyways, look, we wanted to get into something. I mean, let me let Proddy C introduce this one because this is a great way to get the vibes up in here.
So I've got a confession to you, Cal. You are not the only person that knew about this. Chip also did message me about this thing. So
okay.
If you guys would have seen on Twitter this week, Luke Dutch, he's a big Twitter account and a TikToker.
Yep.
He essentially reacts to stuff and he did this looks maxing scheme, I guess you can call it. Mm-hmm. So this is it on the screen right now.
To people that don't know what looks maxing is, it's
I can't
where
really see you the screen.
Yeah, can we pull Stanley? Can you pull the TV down, please?
Just a tiny bit for me.
So what looks maxing is?
Perfect.
Is a thing where you would send in a picture, right, mm-hmm. and then people will give you feedback on how, like, your flaws, but it's very in-depth. By the way, I will say, this isn't like an AI thing, though. I believe it is a person that
doing
does
it.
This.
Yeah.
And tells you how you can looks max, which is maximizing your looks.
So,
but the way they do that is obviously by completely ripping apart you first.
So they've done Christian Bale here, and let's be honest, Christian Bale,
he's a langer. I'm giving him like a 9 out of 10.
They've given him a face rating of 7.5 out of 10. Highly attractive.
But they gave him an SMV score of 10 out of 10, and underneath that it says Giga Chad.
What does SMV
I don't know
mean?
What SMV...
Well, we'll be able to find that out, I'm
okay,
sure.
So
let's have a look at what SMV means.
Prod, why don't you just...
Wait, Proddy's purchased the... Product,
so,
it says.
Let me tell you, I purchased the most expensive package, which was $36, so still pretty reasonable.
Let's go.
But he niced us here, guys. I purchased the $36 package, thinking it'd just be per person. I paid the once. He did all three of us.
Let's go!
Oh, he's giving you one as well.
Yeah,
by the way, Brody, before we go into looks max, I have to do a quick confession, you know. I was up at Christmas with my mum, and she goes, how's your producer doing? What's his name again? I was like, oh, well, we call him Proddy. She's like, I like a bit of Proddy me.
What?
Where'd you go? And I thought, I thought to myself, I was there like, he's clapped.
Wait, nah, man.
Bro.
Proddy's a good looking guy.
He is midward though. Like, I would give you, on this looks maxi there, I would give you like a 7.
Fair enough.
So this is why I was like, I told my mum, I was there like, he's like a 7 out of 10. Like,
you know what?
why are you saying that? And she's there like, I think he's good looking.
I think this,
when I met her,
I think this is going to give me a tough time. This looks maxing thing. I think I'm.
If they're
be
giving
really
Christian Bale
time.
A 7.5, and this,
look,
Christian fucked. Bale's look, it says this long mid face. If they reckon he has has a long mid face. Wait till they get to mine.
You know what, though? Our fate really rests in the hands of Proddy because we don't know what pictures we've used here.
Oh.
Right. Can I just preface this? I've sent one picture each for all of us, and then I gave our Instagrams. So he has gone through, and I've already seen the pictures he's used. He's taken from our Instagrams.
Okay, fine.
And he's done this quite detailed.
Right, let's run this up then.
Oh, God.
Let's go. All right, let's start. I think we start with...
I'm excited, man.
Wait, don't look at the TV because I need...
Wait. Chip, give me your prediction. What do you think they're going to give your face rating?
I'll be happy if... Based on that, I'll be happy if I get above a 5, to be honest.
I think you'll get like a 6.
Yeah, I'll take a 6.
I'll be honest. Like, we got to be looking at like
it looks
a
like
3. I think I'd take a 3.
Nah, man, you better look at
that. No. Just because I know how brutal these are, I think if I get a 3, I'd be okay with a 3. If it's below a 3, I swear to
you. You look really nice on Instagram. Like, I think on if he's gone through your Instagram, I think you're in a good shape.
You call me a catfish on Instagram.
I always loved you. You're 6'3". You're lean and muscular these days.
I wonder what the SMV rating is.
I don't know what that stands for.
What I can imagine is it takes in like your overall package because they've called him a Giga Chad,
yeah.
Right? And that would imply that they know that he is obviously Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And just the aura. I wonder if SMV stands for aura. Oh,
right, no. Guys, I can tell you SMV is the ratings based off which country you live in.
Oh, so he's a 10 out of 10 in America. Is he live in America or does he live in the UK?
So wait, if he's a 10 out of 10 in America, where would he not be?
That's not where he's from, though. He just lives there.
He's from Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
Oh, so they're saying, wait, no, because it says US in
yeah,
brackets.
I'm assuming he lives
in
there.
Hollywood.
Right? Yeah, so what they're saying he's a 10 out of 10 in the US, but where would he then not be? Where is better looking than that then? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not too sure it means that, you know, Prod.
Come on,
right.
Man.
Well, look.
Let's do ours.
Would you guys like to start with you or me? Let's get me out of the way. So I haven't, by the way, I haven't looked at this at all. So.
Oh, okay.
I got sent it. I was so worried it wasn't going to come in time.
All right, come on, let's go.
Right, here we go. So.
Oh my God.
We need to explain this for the audio listeners as well, boys. Do you guys want to go through what mine says?
Okay, so we'll say Proddy, age 26. They've given you your face rating is 6.5 out of 10.
Top 6%.
What the Wow.
Let's go, Dale. Okay. Looking real good over there, pal.
All right, so let's go through your flaws first, okay, Prod?
This is unbelievable.
Wait, the SMV rating, I live in the UK, is 8 out of 10.
Which top 0.134%.
That is wild, isn't
it? Wow, Proddy, so, you are serious.
Oh my God, hold on. Additions, influencer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You what?
Bro, I gave him my Instagram.
Right, let me go through your flaws. And are you going to be okay? Because I know you're a bit of a sensitive soul. So
I'll be all right, I think.
All right, here we go. Mid facial fat. What is mid facial fat from?
Thin lips.
All right. Upper eyelid exposure. What's that?
Damn, you can see the upper eye, bro.
Yeah, here.
Looking a bit too.
Wait, is that not a good thing?
Who knows?
Fuck knows, man. Didn't realize
light,
that was a thing.
Light eyebrows? That's a
receding
flaw?
Hair. Oh, bro, wait till they get onto us. Chip, you might have a good score, you know.
The thing is, you don't have any pictures where the trim's out.
Mad. Yeah, yeah,
that's the thing, you cover it really well.
I think you'll be all right.
Hey, whoa, we're all in this together. Thinner than ideal.
Oh, Brody, I'm in with you, bro.
What about giraffe neck?
I don't... Okay, so wait. I need to be doing neck exercises.
Oh, shit. Let's
okay,
go,
so,
Dale.
Yeah, your SMV score is 8 out of 10, which puts you in the 0.134%. It feels like he just makes up the percentages, but okay.
Oh, my God. Let's have
now,
a look at the strength.
Your strengths. There's a lot of strengths here, Prod, which is great news, right?
Yeah. Good news, I guess.
What the fuck?
We'll go with... you've got
you
arm and eyes...
In?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah.
What's a long ramus? A masculine gonial angle.
Do you guys want to look these up whilst we stay on the... I can look it up on my phone. Yeah,
we'll trapezoidal jaw shape. Forwardly grown mandible.
Yo. You know what I think the trapezoid thing is? This, because my jaw, and like I've got quite a pronounced jaw to my
yeah,
like,
it does. It does say good chin projection.
Yeah.
Wide masculine
high
jaw.
High set cheekbones. Ideal eye spacing.
Ooh. Cupid's bow.
So put it this way. What's that? Cupid's bow. What's that?
I don't know. It says Cupid's bow.
Keep scrolling down for me, bro.
Oh, compact orbital bone. I always thought that about you, pal.
Light eye color, good nose size.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Yo, let's go.
I've always been a bit self-conscious of my nose because it's very triangular. Like a perfect isosceles triangle.
I think you got a nice nose, man. Yeah. Especially 101 degree nasolabial angle. Bro, literally.
Straight nose, no acne, straight white teeth. Oh my god! Can we do me next, please?
The teeth ain't great. I hide them well. I need to get braces, man.
You're looking good, probably. I think you might have taken the dub on this because you're actually a good looking guy, and the pics he's used are very good as well.
Right, bust me. Right,
all right, Carl. Here we go, brother.
Bust me.
All right, bro.
All right, here we go. This is for me. Oh, I got over 5.
Yeah, looking good.
Okay, here. Oh wait, the flaws list is quite long.
Damn.
Hold on. Am I getting smoked for a big upper lip?
Go through it one by one for the audio listeners. We need to explain to them. Okay.
Sorry, let me start.
Let me read out Carl's profile for him. Okay, so 190 centimeters, 6'3". That's in the green. That's a positive. Mid lean body fat percentage. Yep, looking nice there. A face rating of 5.5, which is in the top 30%. I think they. You know, they've not seen enough of you, bro. You're higher than that, in my opinion. SMV, 7.5 out of 10, top 0.62. Well
percent
done.
In the UK. Well that's done. Good,
I'm higher than
it?
You then.
Let's talk about some of your flaws. Similar to Prodi, you got that mid-facial fat, something we've got to work on.
Wait, can we find out what the hell mid-facial fat
annoyingly,
is?
Carl, I've just got to tell you, you've got average mandible forward growth. And I'm just, you know what? Not only is the hair receding, he says slightly receded chin.
Oh, they're giving me the calyx treatment, man. That's crazy.
Mouth breather.
Average jaw width. Long. Here it is. long mid face.
Well, hold on.
He's called you right. Mid.
He's called me long mid face.
Big upper lip. Big upper lip.
Wait, can I ask a question about the big upper lip, right? I thought having lips like you and we've got big lips.
We've got big lips, yeah.
I thought that was nice a good too. Thing. Or is that only good in women?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because let's be honest, they've roasted Prodi for thin lips. Prodi, let me see your lips. Yeah, so there must be like a balance between me and Prod then that we're missing out on. Upturned nose.
I
respect my nose, please.
Nah, but to be fair, like when I look at you straight on, I can't
you look like Finn there.
Yeah, when you look at you straight on, you can kind of see like up the nose, like into it a little bit. So I get what you're saying. But
so wait, is that why people say that I look like Faith?
I don't think it's a bad thing. Maybe. Slightly hooked nose, light eyebrows. Again, I don't think that's a bad thing, but
trim's gone mad is what it says there.
Hair loss. Just says hair loss.
Not even receding.
Just, you're finished. I mean, slightly protrusive ears. Oh, hold on.
Nah, I don't know about them.
Protrusive mean outwards, yeah.
I don't know. Hey, don't worry about that anyway, because we've got a longer list of strengths.
Okay
so we've got some of the stuff on here. We've got 2.1 chin to philtrum, what a masculine jaw angle, a long ramus. You've also got a Cupid's bow. High set cheekbones, full lips.
So wait. These are a psychic move. They're saying I got a big upper lip is a flaw.
Maybe the upper lip's too big. Maybe that's what they're saying. Right. Almond eyes. minimal upper eyelid exposure. That's nice. Ideal eye spacing. Deep set eyes. Horizontally long eyes. 3:1 eye ratio.
How does he work out this ratio?
It's unbelievable.
3.1 eye ratio.
What else we got?
Hold on. Wait, scroll down bottom one. Oh, right there. Above average physique. Let's go.
Yo, I'm just saying, like, Prod didn't have that on there.
Yeah,
hey, symmetrical face, straight wife teeth. You've got a good neck width as well. Great skin tone.
Sorry.
So wait, is that just them saying, good job, you're white?
I'm just saying, though, like, that's crazy, yeah? No, because you've just been on holiday and that. You just come back
what,
from
what
the...
are you saying, Prod?
No,
what
you've got good about? Neck width and you get all the giraffe jokes and I got thin neck.
Yeah, no, but it's just because you have a different... You got like the stubby build, whereas mine is like in line with everything, you know?
Right, so you're in proportion, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
All right, so you know what? I'll be honest with you. 5.5 out of 10. I am very, very happy with that.
I'd like to at least be matching that.
Get less than me, I swear it's to a God, long day Chip, for me. You could just fuck
it's
off.
It's a fucking long day for me. Please, right, don't.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just about
SMV scores in the mud.
Brother, Brody, what kind of pictures you used it?
No, oh, wait, the middle pick.
You bought, they're all over a year old. Oh my God, the middle pick.
Nah, do you want me to show you the pics I sent?
No. Did you send any of those or they're all?
No,
from...
they're all from the Insta.
Brody, you've got
my height wrong and everything.
We had a conversation. You're 5'11".
I'm 183 centimeters.
Bro, hey, look, I know you're upset about your score. Oh my God, they said additions, you know, by the way. They didn't even call you an influencer. They gave you podcast.
Yeah, man, this is crazy, man.
My mum is a podcaster.
I've got thin neck, slightly hooked nose, averaged jaw width, mid facial fat again. Seems like we've all taken that L there. Slightly.
Ooh, hold on, wait, no, you skipped over. Slightly receded chin, baby.
I was just about to touch on that one. You know, welcome. I think that's the mouth breather shit. That's just what we on in it.
Yeah, can you just say for the audio listeners as well, you got a 6 out of 10 face rating.
Yeah, and a 7 out of 10 SMV score.
So you both are lower than me.
Yeah,
in
you
the country.
Are better.
Can you actually just Google what SMV score is? Because just Google looks maxing SMV score, because I think this is quite important.
Yeah. SMV score. We need to know what that is. Like, I'm not sure.
Sexual market value.
Oh, wow.
I'm at the bottom, right? What did I get?
Yeah, you are.
I'm at the bottom of all three of sexual market value.
So wait,
I'm down in the pit.
You're telling me, okay, so wait, ladies would rather have sex with Proddy
than me
and trap Proddy with a kid than they would trap us two with a kid.
Yo, Proddy, which pictures?
Financially, I don't think that plays
Proddy,
out, bro.
I want to know, out of all these pictures, which one did you send?
I didn't send any of them, but I sent the links to the Instagrams.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So the picture
I actually used of you was the one of you in that nice Gucci shirt, which you sat by the fountain in Rome.
I'm not gonna lie, I could tell Chip's burning.
I'm upset. You know why I'm upset though? Because these are all like, you know that middle picture?
Yeah. But that's you, isn't it?
That's crazy.
But that's you, bro.
No, but that is about 4 years, 5 years old, but 6 years old.
Oh, that's the way they found the protruding jaw.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right, so go through some of your strengths.
So my strengths, what have I got? What's going on for me?
Wait, hold up. They said you got that Ozil build, the wide eye spacing.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. What have I got?
Vision 2020.
What have I got? Full lips. I got the full lips, almond eyes. Mine looks similar to yours. Horizontally long eyes, 3-to-1 eye ratio. Full dark eyebrows, I'll take that.
Full hair?
Eyebrows close to the
eye. You're the only one that copped the hair compliment.
Yeah, I guess that's good. No acne, straight white teeth. Yeah, like cheat code there, eh?
Symmetrical
Great
face.
Skin tone, non-producive wall-shaped ears. Well-shaped ears. Symmetrical face. Okay, maybe feel a bit better now.
You know what? I will take this. I think that's quite good. I would have, you know what? What we're going to do is, this is what we're going to do.
Go on.
We're going to get some of the other boys.
Yes.
And we're going to do that for the next episode. Leave a comment down below.
Like,
who do
get
you
Theo
want us
shit.
To looks max?
Can I just say as well, we have an update on this coming for the next podcast.
Yeah.
We have your glow up tips that are going to be sent through.
Oh.
So he's done tips for how we can all glow up, essentially, and he's going to send them through for the next podcast.
And we can increase our score.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, nice.
That's great. Mine will probably just have a flag of turkey. But other than that, it's very exciting for me and Prod, because, you know, if we sort that out, Prod, we might be in
you
with a serious...
You guys are in for a good chance at score. I don't know how I can save mine.
Oh, hey, there's always room for improvement.
There is, isn't
there's
there?
There's always room for improvement.
I can tell. I know you. I feel like you're
actually
burning.
I'm actually
burning,
upset,
you know?
Though.
He is actually upset, because the fact that he was even close to me is crazy.
No. You are a good-looking guy.
No.
Like, in your space, I'm only 0.5 above you.
That's what.
So we're on the same level.
But when it comes to the sexual market, bro,
I'm down, bro.
Most down, horrendous, bro. Look, that has killed Chip off, man. Look,
these are the pictures I sent, by the way, boys. So all nice holiday pics.
Can I say, like, those are all much better pics than what he used.
Yeah,
like, we all look really nice there.
But at the end of the day, I'm glad that you gave him our Insta, because that is a true ranking right
there.
Sure. There's no hiding shit.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Damn. I actually feel like I look really nice there in that picture. Do you guys agree?
He would have looked at that picture, mate. So
he's not looked at that picture.
Well, he
must
has.
Have done.
No,
he's still giving you that score based on that picture.
That can't be a six, can it, boys? Am I really down that bad?
Look, shit.
Am I a
six? You know what I like about these ratings?
I always thought myself as at least a 7.5, like, if I'm genuinely honest.
Like, you got a seven. That is your sexual market value. Like, at the end of the day, you're a seven.
I'm a seven in total. To be fair, if you actually all in me, a seven would probably be a rough good idea.
I would have given you an eight.
If you took everything. Yeah,
once they see the bank
slight
balance.
Slight bias. Yeah, if they saw my personal bank balance, we'd be in trouble.
Can I just say, Chip, what if we send through Theo Baker and he gets a higher score than you?
No, so this is what we're going to do. Guys, next time we need a list of people you guys need us to do. And we'll get that in. How long did that take to come through?
Oh, like 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Great service. Oh, okay, well, shout out to him, man, because
$36 as well is a very good price.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't get a cut of this shit. Let's stop promoting that.
Damn, don't let my missus see that.
We will leave
the
link to doing it in the description.
Don't let her see that, because she's going to see that seven and think, damn, I'm dating a man with a seven on SMV. Like,
By the way,
I got to get my money up.
Just thinking about this now, do you think that women would do that? Because for me, just thinking now, like, I know a lot of girls would... do that to themselves, because I feel they're staring cold hard truths in the face.
You can't speak for all of them, but I think they would take it too personally and like genuinely be upset.
Yeah, because our looks to us, I'm not arsed enough to the point where that hurts
you. We can take it on
the
chin, like it's obviously bad.
Our receding chins.
Like, we know that. Yeah.
We can take that on our receding chins.
I think most of them would be fine, but like anyone that's a bit self-conscious about it might look at it, go home and be like, fucking hell, man.
It does get in your head though.
Yeah?
No, I'm saying they would get in their head, like they might be like, oh, I don't care.
Oh.
But then when they go home,
yeah,
they put on an outfit or something and they're like,
I'm a six. Like, damn. Yeah. Like, I'm going like pub tonight. Am I going to go stand in the mirror and be like,
yeah.
If I was dressing up for something and someone said you dress badly, I'd be far more offended than someone saying you're not the best looking.
Oh yeah. That's actually so like you go to a party, whatever, you've got a lovely little fit on, you know.
You're feeling
pieced up, top clubber, you've got your finest clubber on, away day type beat. Someone comes up to you, didn't fancy you dressing for the occasion, eh? That shuts you down.
I would say for a guy,
that's horrible.
If you tell a guy that he doesn't dress well.
Yeah, in general.
Then I think that would be a bigger insult than saying
that. You say that to me. You actually say that to me all the time now, don't you?
Yeah, no.
You say that to me
today.
You're sometimes lazy with your drip in the office. I'm the same.
I'm just lazy with it. That's all it is. You know, in my wardrobe, there are many nice outfits, but I wake up in the morning, I open, first of all, it's become too much. I've started getting rid of a lot of the clothes because it's just like, yo, there's too much going on. Too much choice is stupid, because then it's like, oh, I don't know what to wear here. So I'm trying to minimize it, get it down, blue t-shirt, some Uniqlo cargos, and then I'm done. I want to be like Mark Zuckerberg.
I like that. Well, that's not Uniqlo.
And then
though,
when we go out to the nice places, then I'll have my little cheeky special occasion outfit, like a little dinner jacket. You all know about them ones.
Yeah.
I went to my first restaurant actually in New York where...
Your first restaurant?
Sorry. I went to a restaurant where it was required to wear dinner jacket and all that stuff. It was very nice. But yeah, I had to wear dinner jacket and shit. So I had a little blue one.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, was it worth the price? I don't know. It was like,
nah, like, was it worth dressing up for?
Yeah, it was nice. I felt like, you know, I felt like very nice, very dapper.
I would always say it is very difficult to... besides the obvious, it is very difficult to overdress for something in the sense of, okay, so if you wear a suit and tie on a night out, right, okay, fine. But what I mean is if you rock up somewhere and you're unsure about what to wear, if you come prepared and you look dapper and you look sharp, that is always better than turning up in like a hoodie and trackies.
Let me reaffirm your point there. I've never rocked up to somewhere where I might be worried about that kind of thing. Yeah. Am I dressed right? Seen a guy dressed really nice and gone, he's overdressed, no bed. You never think that, do you? If you see him I've got to go to a movie premiere and the dress code is actually not suit and tie, it's just wear nice, got a nice hoodie on, some nice pants, whatever. The guy comes in, he's wearing a blazer and all that with a tie. I wouldn't think anything wrong of it.
Yeah.
You can't really, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I feel like you're right.
Some people say is there's the counter argument to that, which is if there is a dress code and you dress quite underneath it,
yeah,
then you're almost saying like, I'm too cool. You know, I'm too cool to, I don't need to wear that.
I don't conform to the standards of this yeah. event.
Now, I see why people might think that that is like a bit of a statement. But I think the people that do it like that also come in with a serious level of like confidence. And so that's why when they see like, oh, when you see a celebrity, they're not dressed up, like they dress down for it. That's because when they walk in somewhere,
they have a
serious level of confidence about them that plays off. Whereas if you just turn up and you're not like that confident or whatever, and you've dressed down, that's a
big SNL. Yeah, you gotta rock up and own it, man. Gotta be fucking
balls however you decide to dress, you have to own it.
Gotta be balls out.
Having your balls out.
No, it's metaphorical. What I mean by that is before every event like that, before you go in, walk in, and you can go to the toilet after, but you sniff your balls beforehand.
Test boost.
Walk in like you fucking own the place. Stanley does it. Stanley did it at the pub last week before we walked in.
Stanley does it every day before he walks into the office.
Yeah.
Before he sits down for the edit.
It's called the Stanislav sniff.
Nah, that's the other one. That's the other thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's the other thing he gets up to. Look, Chip, things have been going well for you.
Yeah, look, bottom of my socks quite clean.
Yeah, that is actually rare. By the way, your feet are flat.
Yeah, but they are.
You got like paddles. No, you know, like a rat's foot.
So
you know what a rat's foot looks like? It's like mad skinny and long.
Yeah. That's what you got. Well, for those that don't know, I had to go to, forgot what they're called. It's like a foot.
Orthopedic.
I got them. I had custom things had to be fitted. Fucking so expensive. Rip, like I was like, you know, like if you go to a shop and buy them, they're like 15 quid. But if you have them custom made, there was like £600 for just one pair. And it's like half of the size of your foot and it only goes on the back half. And it's like got all these different lumps and stuff to like recreate the arch in your foot and like all that crap.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did work. They are still like relatively flat, but they would hurt constantly, just anytime. Like I'll be lying in bed, my feet just hurt. Like, so they had, it was something to do with the arches not being supported, and it can also cause back problems and stuff because you all just stems up from the bottom really. Yep. And then I had to get that sorted out. But that, yeah, now I'm chilling.
You're lucky they weren't a picture of your feet on Looks Maxi thing. That might have cooked you.
Oh, that would have cooked me differently. But it makes it hard for running. When I run, my 2 feet are different. So like my left foot fits perfectly inside my Nike running shoe. My right foot moves around inside.
Whoa.
And they're both different sizes. Just fucking nuts, isn't it?
God just gave up when he got to the bottom.
God just gave up in general on me. Bro was like, this guy, fuck him.
But
that funny
you have got you got a new member of your family.
Yes. Oh, I should have brought the dog in. Alfonso, man. Yeah, I've got a dog. It's called Alfonso. He's small. He's a toy multi-poo.
But you got to explain the story about how you got scammed.
I didn't get scammed, but I did get scammed. I told the missus, I'll get a small dog like a puppy, but it grows bigger, so it's calm. Multi-poo does grow a bit. But she didn't tell me that it was a toy multi-poo. We get to the place in Leicester where we're picking a dog up. I'm like, damn, like, where's the... She brings her mum out, like, damn, mum's small, though. She looked... If I have a picture of the mum, it was crazy. The mum looked like a trailer park mum, but it was a dog. She had a bow with all her hair down. I was like, damn, like, you look ratchet. Yeah, you are a bad dog. You're not a good boy or a good girl. Like, the dog, the mum looked like she'd been on fucking hard meth. Coming around, sniffing. I was like, whoa. So I was like, ah, she's really small. The dog must have gone to town. Dog must have been big. Dad was crazy. He came out smaller
than the mum. The short king won. Proof short kings can win.
Short king stocks are high.
Skinniest motherfucker. He looked like a skinny nerd with glasses. And I was like, oh my God. The parents looked like crack addicts. It was like a crazy.
And what, they were way smaller than you thought.
So smart.
Were you looking at it going like,
I was like, damn, like, but bro gonna get bigger than that, right? Because when I met him, he was small, just like fitting into this hand. And then she's like, yeah, so this is her parents. Obviously, she's a toy poodle. He's a toy Maltese or whatever. And Serena's like, oh, so he's a toy Maltese poodle. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? I thought I was getting a Molly poo. Now you're telling me I'm getting one that's like 5 times smaller.
Is that what it is?
This is how big you will get.
No Wait, way.
Say that again. No.
He gonna get this big. Like, to
really?
Me, he's a little bit smaller than this right now. I don't know how big he's gonna get, but like, he can't be getting much bigger because they were small.
All right, now be honest.
Maybe maximum he gets is like the size of that lamp.
So he's a teacup dog, pretty much.
Yeah, like, he is small. And he very yappy, he biting and shit.
Yeah, but
like,
that's just a puppy, though.
Is that normal?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it? Well, you got to control the yaps a little bit.
Yeah, we were doing it this morning. Like, he's yapping to come up on the bed. He's shitting everywhere.
That's normal, though.
That's normal. But he does, like, pee and poo on his wee pad.
And so what about the dog?
Anyway, less about the missus, more about Alfonso. But yeah, he always doing that crazy shit. You know,
will he be smaller than Lola? Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
She's quite a bit
smaller than Lola as well.
Wow, fuck, yeah. That's tiny.
But maybe Lola and Alfonso get out. Lola kind of bad as well.
She's been done, bro.
She already had it.
Yeah. She been done.
As in, like,
don't say it like, because that sounds crazy, right?
How
that
say
it sound like she been piped. you're saying that your dog's been piped, like you set it up.
My dog ain't been piped. The pipes have been snipped.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Jamie Hutchinson saying his mum's ass was banging. No cellulite, he said.
Yeah, that's
and he liked sniffing his granddad's ass. That was the other wild one.
What?
Yeah. No, he said on this podcast, didn't he, that he slipped one in his nan.
That was it. That was deathbed. That was it.
Well,
it was accidental, though, so credit to him.
But yeah, so now you're a dog dad. That makes all three of us dog dads.
Yep.
That's very exciting.
We need to do a little play date.
Dog cast.
Little play date, eh?
Oh, we should. One day we just bring them all in.
There'll be carnage. It'd be so good.
Oh, we got to at least bring them in and show them off on the pod and that.
Yeah.
Show them.
But what if your like, pisses and shits on the carpet?
Fucking probably will, mate. He probably will.
Feral, like his dad.
Yeah, but I get on it as well.
Just join him, make him feel part of the family.
Yeah, like, we'll just piss together, brother.
Has he watched you pipe yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's your ruling on that going to be?
No.
What is the situation?
The rule on that is a no for me because like, I won't even get changed in front of him. I don't want to. I don't want to subject him to that. Like, he's young. He's young. I don't want to, like, I don't want to poison his mind, you know? Next thing you know, he'll be on fucking OF chatting up all these OF doggies.
He'll be paying for other OF dogs.
Exactly. OB. Only bitches. I don't want him to live that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, you got to keep him pure.
100%, man.
You're going to get his balls chopped off at some point. Is that a plan?
Here's a question for you. When you chop them off, do you keep them or...
Like, just... we don't frame them.
Frame them, but like, you keep them in like a little keepsake box. But like,
they look like two little chickpeas, bro.
Do they?
No, I don't know. Never seen a dog's mouth.
I didn't ask for them. You could probably ask for them. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't like cleaning his bump. I don't like it, man.
Why not?
And the wipes and stuff. I don't even like cleaning my own. No, I gotta do this. The dog's one as well.
So wait, do you actually think, does it not just...
Well, I mean, it just like...
Is it like is he dropping like sloppy ones? What sort of diet is
they're
the kind of
like hard poos at the moment. That's I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's better than the sloppy ones. When it's sloppy, that's when you're in a dangerous...
Sometimes
country.
He drops a stinkers though.
Really? What's his diet?
He's eating... what is it called? The pet owner told us it was actually bad, but we got it...
So we fed it to him anyway.
No. This was after we'd already had the dog for a little bit and we'd gone to... Not the vet, sorry. It was just a pet shop owner.
I keep giving him chocolate biscuits and he throws them up. How can you not like a digestive?
Ungrateful little shit.
No. It's crumpled up bits of Monster Munch pickled onion. He likes it, though. He likes it.
He's got a comb over and he listens to Avenged Sevenfold in the corner of the living room.
So obviously it's lunchtime. I'll be, you know, crumpled up pickled onion, two Monster Munchies, two of them, because that's enough. And then put a little bit of Monster in his...
And he starts spinning it around the living room.
Yeah. And then we'll whack on Slipknot.
What do you actually feed him, though?
So I'll give him water.
Bro's living the high life.
He lives in Guantanamo, chip.
Little bit of iron brew on the side if bro stop yapping. And then I give him Royal Canine.
Yeah, that is bad for them.
Yeah, pet shop owner said Royal Canine was bad.
You know what you should do? Well, we...
But I obviously already had it. The owner of the breed of the dog gave it to us, went to the pet shop.
Yeah, that's like the default.
Later.
It's the default food that you get.
But here's one thing. I'm getting mixed responses everywhere. Reddit and the vets say that it's the best.
Bro's asking Reddit for dog food.
Nah, that is mate, so Reddit's normal, class. Bro.
Yeah,
Reddit is a
Reddit normal environment. No, it's just so Discord.
Nah, there's no way Reddit are saying that Royal Canine
is good. So Reddit are saying Royal Canine is the most like researched one, and the reason why it's so vet recommended is because of the research behind it, which is why all vets recommend it. And then they say, but the other side of the dog world, which is pet shop owners, will tell you it's wrong because they read the ingredient list a lot, and apparently the ingredient list is not good on that. So I'm split decision there.
I think because it's supposed to be different when they're a puppy and you got to change the food.
But here's one way I'm going to look at it, right? So the pet shop owner told me not to buy it. It's bad, so bad.
Yeah.
But then I got a vet who is, you know, got PhD, whatever, and all this fucking shit. So who am I listening to?
No, you're listening to the vet every time.
Listening to the vet, right? Yeah.
But you
are... pet shop owner got in my head.
I think to begin with, you give them like hard food and then we move to a raw diet.
Mm.
For our dog, and we read like all the benefits and shit like that, and they were insane.
Yep.
And touch wood, we haven't had any problems.
You have to wait a bit for that.
You can't feed them raw off the bat. But it was because I did the same. I looked on Reddit and stuff, and then we just said, you know what, we'll just give this raw stuff a go. And it was.
You used Butternut Box?
I know of it. I don't use that one.
That's what we used for Lola, and she loves it.
Yeah,
she get a little brand deal for the dog episode.
Yeah, when are we gonna do? If we do a dog pod, man, I could go off.
Yeah, I think if we... I should have brought Alfonso with me today.
You can't. He's not at his jabs, no?
No, I can take him in a sling, though. Just can't let him on the floor.
Yeah.
Catch diseases and all that shit. Mm. But honestly, like me, I think he's built different. I might just send him out.
Send him out there. You know what's always good is you just let him go out there for 24 hours. It's like a little challenge.
Yeah.
And just if you survive it, then you're one of us.
Well, I don't want him to be like the rest. I've already been giving him chocolate. You're not meant to.
Right, let's go. Oh,
some fucking animal... rights people.
No, so I did a...
Well, just to clarify to the animals rights people, I am not serious. And he doesn't have pickled onion or iron brew. It's Royal Canine and water.
I did like this JD shoot with... it was like Talia... what was the one? Oh, I feel really bad. I've forgotten her name. ZZ Mills and Chloe Burrows. Yep. Like, this must be maybe 2 years ago now. And we're there and we're talking. And they're like, oh, like, I bet you feed your dog chocolate. And Chloe Burrows is like, yeah. Yeah, I do. I give it chocolate digestive biscuits.
And
they're like, what? You're lying, right? And she's there like, no, seriously. I'm there. You know that chocolate's poisonous for dogs. And she's like, no, it's not. And that, I was like, yes, it is. And she's like, well, not my dog. So she just feeds her dog chocolate, digestive chocolate.
It's one of them things, bro. You're just building up the immune system. It's like me when I eat. So you're not meant to eat moldy bread.
Yeah.
You're not.
Is this out of choice?
No. Well, back when I was younger, my family was poor. So probably. I probably just did it because I had to. But moldy bread, just a little bit, every now and then, get you good.
Keep you right.
Get you sorted. Trust me. Build that immune system up, pal.
All right. Well, look, at the time that we're recording this, there's a Misfits fight happening literally tomorrow. But by the time this goes out, it would have already happened. I don't know who the mystery fighter is against Ed Matthews. I asked JJ, I said, oh, what is it? He refused to tell us. So, but he did say it's going to be someone decent as he
was. Who do you reckon it is going to be? Do you have any, like, who do you reckon, like, oh, I reckon it might be this person or all that?
There's people online that saying it's that dad guy, but I don't know who the hell that guy is.
I'm not saying that in a rude way, by the way, but who is that guy?
I don't know.
I think Jarvis could potentially do it.
Ooh, that would be
good. That would be good.
I think Ed would lose to Jarvis. I think Jarvis
is really good, though, isn't he? Like, put up a decent little scrap against Gabe.
But Ed Matthew loves to scrap, doesn't he? Yeah. Although supposedly he just tested positive for drugs.
Yeah, but it's not like they've not dropped any proof, have they?
No, they just kind of came out and said, yeah, he's on roids. But
that PBA, they
that's so weird.
They
nuts.
Yeah, on Twitter they go a bit crazy, don't they?
Yeah. It's like they love the interaction, but that doesn't pay the bills, so I don't really know what.
Oh, there you go. Is that him? Dad Feels.
Yeah. YouTuber? This guy. Yeah. I don't know him. I don't know. I literally just saw somebody said, oh, it's this this guy, that's fine. So who knows? If it is him, no offense, I'd just be a little bit disappointed because JJ did say that I would know who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did say. Yeah, he did say.
Yeah, and I don't know that guy. But anyways, we'll see how that goes. I tell you another big fight that they're trying to make happen, or I say they. I know Danny Aarons and this Jack Doherty.
Jack Doherty.
Is yeah, I Doherty?
Is it Doherty? Yeah.
And yet, that, to people that don't know, this chat guy is like one of them classic US kick streamers. Mm. And oh, it's tough.
It is a bit crazy. Isn't it?
I just don't understand. Like, it's not for me.
It ain't for me either.
It's so far from what type of content
I
enjoy.
I want to know here, like, does our audience enjoy that? Are we just a bit older?
And no way. I don't know how you can watch that and go like, I can't wait for the next one. Like, yeah. I internally, like, my soul hurts when
it's
I see
it's a lot
the
of, like, being just rude to people. It's just being horrible on streaming it, right?
We're beating around the bush here. It is for stupid people who enjoy that content. Like, people with low IQs and low brain power. Like, that is
it
a
must
fact.
Be.
100%.
Nah, I'm low-key. I'm with Roddy on this.
Yeah, I hear that.
If you're finding that sort of stuff funny, you are just a narrow-minded individual. That's a fact.
Well, look, Danny Aarons wants to set the record straight.
Yeah.
And he wants to scrap this guy. And I saw that he was getting super, super busy on Twitter, and they were going like back and forth and stuff. But I want to know if it's actually going to happen. I'm tempted to... Should we just bell Danny Aarons and see if it's actually going to happen?
Let's get him on the phone.
Too many times. All right, Chip, I reckon we give him a ring and figure out.
Bell him up. I got my headphones on. I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready for a chicken call. Oh, a bit loud, eh? That prod.
My brother.
Yes.
What's going on?
Good timing, man. How you doing, mate?
Wait, are you in a car right now?
Hell yeah, man. Constantly on the grind, mate.
Right. Well, you're live on the Fellas podcast, so don't get too nervous, okay?
I'm shitting myself.
All right. Well, look, mate, we're actually calling you up because we need an answer about something very important.
Okay.
And
I'm listening.
Because we see you beefing the Jack Doherty guy.
That twerp, yeah?
Yeah. Is that fight actually going to happen?
Cal, Chip.
Yep.
I don't think so, man.
Why?
Why not?
I don't think so. Hey, you know, Mam's the big dog in charge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He said, look, Danny Aarons is down. It's Jack Doherty that is being the antagonizer, if you will.
Wait, what is he saying? It's a money thing, or he just doesn't want to fight?
He's mate. He ain't got nothing.
He doesn't have the minerals.
He doesn't have the minerals. Mate, I'll do it on the street. Do you know what I mean?
Do it on the street.
Danny's giving it.
I don't need this to be a sanctioned fight, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, why don't you like him?
Chip and Cal, do you like him?
No, we actually... Oh, wait, have you just crashed, mate? I heard a big horn in the background.
Wait, that's not me. I'm chilling.
Nah, that'd be a clip.
Yeah. Nah, I'm telling you. We were talking about that a minute ago. He's not our type of content creator.
Good answer. Yeah, no, he's a wanker, is what we call him.
All right. So wait, we need to pressure this Jack Doherty guy to sign the contract.
I also need to stop wasting my time on him, man. Do you know what I mean? There's other people
who
want it.
Who?
I've had names.
Who?
Go on, give us a name.
I've been offered Bebo.
Danny Aarons versus Bebo.
Hear me out. I okay. Work too hard for that.
You work too hard.
Okay, so you're saying you're a bit, that's a bit below your pay grade. Who are you thinking then? Who have you got in mind?
It needs to be a stupid American, man. That Doherty was perfect.
He
man.
Was perfect. Doherty, yeah.
Perfect. Oh, I'm trying to bitch. Think. I'm trying to think right now. What about like that? That neon guy's too small, right?
Yeah, like too small build wise.
Yeah. Never.
Right. So what? You're 100% going to be fighting this year then? Is that what's this on?
I promise you I will be fighting this year.
Oh my God. Right. I can't wait because you shadow box way too much to not actually get in the ring.
Yeah, so Danny, if you get in the ring now and you're fucking shit, oh, I'm going to big out.
You're getting cooked.
I will be the best YouTube boxer this year, I promise
you. I love that. All right, mate. Look, I'll leave you to it. Drive safely, all right, bro?
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
See you later, bro.
What a man.
He's a good lad, him, Danny Aarons, isn't he? He's on the up. He's on a crazy trajectory right now. Got the missus, got his motor. He's loving it. Keeps posting on his story. I don't know if he was putting it on his close friends and shit, like the things he wants to do to the car.
Yeah.
So I know he's deep in that.
He's gone full Pimp My Ride on the Tesla.
Going for the boxing fight. He's stepped away from FIFA on the main channel.
Saw that.
Uploading more like just normal style content, and it's banging.
Yeah.
Scored a last minute winner in a charity game.
You know what people are saying? They're saying 2024 is Danny Aaron's year. That's he's doing his best to make that a thing.
I can back that. It's the year of Danny Aarons. He's had a glow up. The glow up will probably continue. How old is he? He's quite young, isn't he?
21, I think, maybe?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah. So, look, it's going to be interesting to see. If he does fight on this, I'm trying to think now. Look, I don't think off the top of my head. You know what? What about someone like a Bryce Hall?
Oh, nah, come on, man. Bryce Hall's been in it too long to give him Danny first fight. Like, Danny, doing Bryce's first fight is silly.
You think Bryce wins that?
Like,
yeah.
I don't know how good Danny is, but Bryce is a dog. Like, he is good.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Ooh.
Let's have a think here. Okay, Danny Aarons, he's quite big time, so it needs to be someone with at least something about him in that level. Don't know what his boxing ability is going to be like.
Is there anyone in the UK before we... Because I just think the US is just a bit... I can't really think of anybody that's on it.
This is not a good one because they're boys, but like on that level, that Ginge and Danny.
Oh my God.
But nah, that's like that YouTube horrible. Good in the sense that they're friends and you don't want to see that anyway. But that's what we need to think of. We need to think of someone in that kind of...
Hear me out here. I think if Ethan's not going to do it, you build Danny up to a fight with Joe.
Yeah, but not the first fight.
No, not the first fight.
Needs to be someone else that's not had a fight yet as well. So we don't really know. We don't want to send him in there with someone who's got a lot of experience.
You
got to
build this guy up.
Yeah.
It could be some music kid that we're not really talking about. Actually, you guys obviously haven't watched it, but that Harry lad from Traitors, he's going to come out and be an influencer.
Bro, you need to shut your trap on this Traitors shit.
No, I'm not talking about it, but I'm just saying he's the sort of person, similar build, following, he'll be after it, I'm telling you.
Nah.
Thing is about Danny, the reason why I think he'll do so well is he's a very confident guy. Even like, you know, charity matches, anything, was people watching. Yeah. He just loves it.
When you're backstage before you do your walkout, everybody shits it.
Yeah. But even the most confident people. Everybody does, but he would be one that handles it better than most.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got faith in him.
Who's a good scrap for him? Like, I was going to say, like, the thing is, Ethan and Danny are too close of friends. I do like the Joe Weller and Danny thing, but that has to be a second or third fight.
It does need to be. I think an American is good as well because his whole like, anti-American thing he's doing is just funny.
What about Tom Garrett?
I don't know. I think Tom...
Similar build, similar height.
Still got to hustle a bit more to get to that Danny level.
Yeah, he's got a way to
but
go.
But you always need an A card and a B card.
No, but you heard what he said. He didn't want to scrap Bevo because...
Tom Garrett is way more respected than Bevo, bro.
Maybe he respected, but Bevo does bigger numbers. More people know about Bevo than they do Tom Garrett.
Theo and Danny would be good.
Theo Baker
versus Danny.
You'd need a serious injury clause in there. You'd do your whole camp to be told he's not fighting.
That would
no
be
way.
A good sort
of More
scrap,
chance
though.
Of me joining What's Good than that happening.
What about on the beta squad, boys? Anyone in there? Maybe like...
Ooh, I like that.
Little Sharky versus Danny Aarons?
I don't think... Sharky's too much of like a...
He's a little pretty
big
boy.
Chiller. Yeah, yeah, pretty boy. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like that's not a bad thing. That's just his image.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's on this elusive type.
Yeah, exactly. This is not his space. Anyone else from Beta Squad? Nah, not really that would do that.
Would Philly?
Can't believe we can't think of a Danny Aarons. Maybe people in the comments and...
Yeah, we're probably missing like a real obvious fucking shout here, to be fair. That's just what we do because we're all fucking idiots.
Why would you say that? That's horrible. You know I'm not feeling too hot right now.
What? After my looks, Maxim, bro. I don't want to hear it from you. I've got a movie for us.
Yep, talk.
I've been dying to watch this. You're going to get onto me instantly here, but a lot of people have called it one of the movies of the year. It's not English, it's Japanese.
Superhero.
It's in Japanese. Yeah. No, hold out, hold out. Yeah. But it's meant to be really good. Meant to be really, really good.
Come on, then.
It's called Godzilla Minus One.
You're lying. You have got to be lying.
All right, all right.
Chip, don't waste our fucking time.
And gassed up a hold Godzilla
film. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Where's my phone?
Plug it in.
Right, you know Letterboxd, you know how it works, right?
Yeah.
Let's go check the Letterboxd score on it. Okay, because you know, like, these movie guys, these people on Letterboxd, they don't piss about. If someone's bad, it gets a bad score, okay? Yeah. I'm telling you.
Is this made by the same people?
Nah, you know what? I'm willing to hear him out because I thought it was animated.
No,
it's
not animated. It's not animated. And it got a lot of hype when it came out. I've been waiting to go see it. It's got a 4.2. That is very good on Letterboxd. Name me a good movie.
Interstellar.
Yeah? 4.3.
And what does this have? 4.2?
4.2. A lot of people, even people that don't necessarily fuck around with those monster movies.
And what,
Godzilla,
it's in Japanese.
In Japanese,
stuff.
You want to watch.
You know what? Movies that are done like that. Like
IMDb,
for example,
the 8.3. I know that's not, you know.
All right. You know what, Chip? I will hear you out. Wait.
Came out in UK cinemas as well. There's demand for this.
Okay.
There's demand for this.
All right. You know what, Chip? I take it back. Let me.
Apparently, it's just like doing
just
in a better way than monster. Yeah.
The Godzilla animal is crap.
Nah, bro. Don't. Piss me off. It's one of the best ones.
No, it looks so shit. It looks like an overgrown beaver.
Nah, you need to relax. Like the Japanese version as well is a lot better than like the American. Do you ever see the original American Godzilla from when
look
we were
this,
younger?
Bro. Look at
that. He looks cold, man. He a real motherfucker. He, damn, you need to respect. I can't.
Is he misunderstood
kind of
like King Kong?
Huh?
Is he misunderstood like
we
King
got
Kong?
The superhero therapist on the pod today.
No, you know what it is? It's you lot are haters.
No,
like,
I'm not. I would want to watch this,
boys,
to be fair.
Hear me out. I reckon we go away. We all watch it. We'll come back on the next one. I reckon you could probably watch it without going to the cinema now.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's been out for a few months. It might be available for streaming.
All right.
You know, do you use
I will watch it. I will
you
watch
use Rakuten to rent movies on your smart TV.
Well, I'll stay at some Spanish hotel, yeah, and that's like the default channel.
But that's why I sometimes rent my movies. You know, if you like got a cinema movie, you pay 15 quid.
If it wasn't for Prime Barcelona, no one would have ever heard about Rakuten, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. They're on the up, man. They're on the fucking
invest,
up.
Invest
they're at the front. You know when you can move your widgets about? They're at the fucking front for me. But yeah, how about we all go away and then the audience can go away as well, similar to what we did with Saltburn. And if you can find it, watch it. You might have to illegally stream it, which I'm not encouraging.
We definitely say don't do
that. And we'll come back on the next solo episode and we'll discuss it. We'll see if it's any good. I want to see if you guys like this.
Okay.
Because you guys normally hate that.
Yeah,
kind of
big haters,
right?
Big haters.
All right, that's a good one.
Well,
Stanley, it's Dan Aslav, Matt, you too, boys. Everybody
look, maybe Godzilla would be interested in posting the entire movie. I mean, people do post entire movies onto X. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
What a segue.
Yeah.
What a segue.
That's true,
man.
Isn't it?
Why?
I've watched full movies on X before.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yo, damn, nah, I'll get called out for it. I watch movies on TikTok in parts. I don't know something about it. There's an account I follow and I always comment on it saying, where's the next part, movie boy? And I get loads of likes because people are like, oh, Chip, I say movie boy.
Really?
Yeah,
and then what, does he use your one to reply to link to the next part?
Nah, he airs me, but he posts them. I know he sees me.
Yeah.
He can't be missing me. I'll be rocking up with 1,000 likes on my comment. I'll be like,
how crazy would it be if there became a world in where we could watch all our movies just on our Twitter feed?
On our what?
Twitter feed.
I mean, you can watch a lot on there. Like, people just go, fuck it, full Oppenheimer movie. Yeah. Drop a 3-hour clip.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's mad.
I tell you who else is dropping content on X. Mr. Feast.
Yeah.
Mr. Feast on
finally
these nuts.
Dropped his first one. You know, it was interesting. Before he dropped it, I was looking at the Twitter, like, there was like a little thread between him and Elon Musk, like a while back, where he...
Oh, I have to apologize.
Bro's got the gut out.
Did I see...
If the looks maxing guy gets a hold of that, I'm going down a few scores.
If you're listening, Kyle just had his belly fat hanging out. It was tipping over anyway. I saw a little thread on Twitter a while back of Elon Musk and
come on,
Mr. Beast, and they were Mr. Beast was talking about his video views, and Elon Musk replied to him, post them on X, and he was like, look man, these videos cost millions to make. If I posted them on X, I wouldn't even make a fraction back. Like, kind of just like
cooked him a little, you know. He was bit. I rate that though, because he was just being straight up.
Yeah, and the reason I respect why people that. Don't. Like, he's the world's richest man, someone of Elon Musk, you know, status and power. Yeah. And he just was like, yeah, nah, I'll make fuck all, so no.
Yeah.
But yeah, so recently he's just dropped an older video on X, full video, and it was the $1 versus $100 million car, I think it's called. Elon Musk did reply.
Yeah.
Or did quote retweet it.
Yeah. It's on 120 million views now.
Yo, what's that picture?
Nah, it's just...
Send me that.
Some... Yeah, but it's on 120, what was that, 120 million views now. Yeah. And he, Mr. B said he was going to get back to us on how much money he made. Hold on a second. I might be able to tell you real quick, actually, because I'm a subscriber to Mr. Beast on it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's the only guy I subscribe to on Twitter just because I like to see what he's
doing. How much is the fee to subscribe to?
I think it's like £5 or something.
$5 or £5?
You know, I don't mess around in dollars.
I don't
know. It's not the right currency for me. I only mess around with the fucking Queen Silver, bro.
Kings now.
RRP. Nah. I'm loyalist, even if she's in a grave. I'm there.
Nah, it doesn't actually... He hasn't posted it yet. He did say he was going to.
He did say after a week he was going to post it, so it's still a bit time.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
But yeah, like you said, it says it's got 120 million views, but we do know Twitter views are counted relatively differently. Yeah. I think even if you just scroll past it, that's at 1 minute.
As long as it starts playing.
Yeah. But we know that it shouldn't really... make anywhere near as what it would on YouTube.
There's a few people that reckon Mr. Beast is gonna like, sorry, not Mr. Beast, Elon Musk is gonna fill that video up with like premium ads, yeah, and so that it can earn much. Because really, let's be honest, you know, if Mr. Beast does see value in it and starts posting on there, you will see a massive change in the platform itself and the way people approach it with content creation. 100%. And you're gonna see some, you know, I don't see what would we post this whole podcast on X. Bro, I don't know.
I swear, if that works and that video does well and he walks away with a good CPM, who said I won't fucking post videos on my own videos on there?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I would get a lot of views because no one gives a shit.
But that's what I mean. It's like Mr. Beast is in such a unique position that it's hard to tell what a quote unquote like normal creators would get, because they know that this is a test. It's going to be exciting to see, first of all, what type of money he gets in there, because even if he gets, I think, like a quarter of what he got on YouTube, he will start posting on there because it's just extra cash for really just putting your content up on there. The only thing that I can imagine that might be a bit of a problem is that he will want the majority of people to be watching on YouTube and not X, if that's the case, because he's getting paid four times the amount over on YouTube. And if you watch it on X, you're not then going to go and watch it on YouTube. So he's going to have a bit of a dilemma there, and it all depends on how much money he says he's made out of this. I am anticipating if he's made... Let's say by the end of the week, it's on 150 million views.
I reckon it's half.
Do you reckon he made 700K of it?
No.
Because that's what you would have made off...
On YouTube. So what? Well, should we just say that Mr. Beast is rocking a $10?
Yeah, probably is.
What, on YouTube?
Should we just say...
No, it's way less. Because his audience...
Of course, yeah.
...is... so worldwide that it's in markets where ads just don't sell very well.
So you don't think it averages out around
no
that?
Way.
Because, you know,
I think it's lower.
Him in general would have a higher CPM than us, and ours comes out at around 10.
Is it you just CPM or RPM?
Let's go off RPM.
Let's go off RPM, of course.
RPM is what everybody gets.
I was saying CPM because the audience kind of knows, they don't really know RPM. RPM is the actual
what we get paid.
So, for example, on one of my videos, fucking £7 to £8 RPM.
Yeah. Let's do it in dollars.
You'd imagine, let's do it in dollars. $10 then.
Yeah.
Right? Mr. Beast in America, fucking ads capital of the world. It's going to be higher naturally there. And the majority of audience is still from there.
Yeah, but
you are right. He will have a wide audience across the world.
I seriously think
you think it's below $10 in average?
Absolutely. Because I reckon you're closer to like six.
I also reckon Mr. Beast just has a higher one from who he is as well. YouTube are going to push more on his channel. Like, you know how, like, do you remember Google Preferred or whatever?
Yeah. Look, I swear it's kind of low. Okay, let's just say, for argument's sake, we'll meet in the middle. Let's say we'll meet in the middle at 8. I think it's 6, you think it's 10. Let's meet in the middle at 8. So if he's getting $8 per 1,000 views, and then that means let's say he gets 150 million views on this video on Twitter. that would mean that he's almost at, almost at like $1 million. $1 million.
It's still worth doing, but it's...
But like, there's no way that he's earning $1 million off that video. There's just no way. I think you'd be looking at 100K.
And is that worth it for him?
No.
I know it sounds like, I got 100K from posting on Twitter. It sounds like that, yes. But for Mr. Beast, from what it could take away from his YouTube channel...
Well, it's a tenth of what he would earn on YouTube. So you would need 10 times the views in order for it to be worth it. Which 150 million is not 10 times the views.
Damn, man. This is a crazy one.
This is a tough one to figure out. So we maybe be talking about this a little too early because we'll just have to wait and see what he comes back.
We do know fuck all here. Like, it could actually just end up being nuts because, like, either they pushed it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. But this could be a big game changer for anybody making content, anybody looking to make content. Keep your eye out for what he says the number is here. And it's going to change the way a lot of people make content. Regardless of whatever his answer is here, it's going to change the way people treat X in terms of content. So that's a pretty interesting one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't wrong, bro.
Right. One of these funny things that... did you see recently?
Go on.
What was the recent... Well, first of all, we have to address what Stanley has been talking about.
Stanislav.
Stanislav literally walked in the office one day and went, David Attenborough's dead. No, he didn't say he's dead. He said, David Attenborough's in intensive care.
Yeah.
End of life care, wasn't it?
What was it?
Like end of life care.
That was it. And we're all there like, what? So we're all looking on Twitter like nothing about it. And we're like, Stanley, where are you seeing this news? And he's like, oh no, I got like a WhatsApp forward message.
He got a little plug, didn't he? What can you say?
It was a screenshot of something. It wasn't a forwarded, it was a screenshot from a friend.
It was a screenshot
from a friend. I would argue that's even worse.
Can I be honest though? I saw what it was and it was like, based on what it was, you would believe it, I think. I thought it was believable.
These WhatsApp messages are mental. Do you remember the...
Nah, because it wasn't just a WhatsApp message. What can we say?
Nah, don't say anything, but...
Yeah, we can't. Okay, that's what I mean.
It was believable, you know what I mean?
Really?
I can't say it without putting him in the mud. But
are you saying it looks
believable,
like a work group chat, potentially?
It was something that's more than just forwarded some crap.
But this
message
is the point that I'm making, is that forwarded messages are so funny. Do you remember the best ever WhatsApp forward message, which was the James Rodriguez...
James Rodriguez.
And this was all about how he was actually a woman.
Let me get it off.
Jasmina Rodriguez.
Jasmina.
Yeah, that was one of the...
All right,
best.
Let me read this thing out. This was nuts, by the way.
I'm a fucking idiot, by the way, because I genuinely had 20% of me believed it.
No. A good 50. I was well invested in this one for sure. We need the screenshot
of the
WhatsApp.
One of the best of all time.
Look, it's the...
Thing is, like, he looked good as a woman there.
You need to type in...
She.
No, you need to type in WhatsApp messages. All right, here we go. I'll zoom in. I'll read this.
Oh, boy.
This is mental, by the way. All right, so this was an iconic one. This was going around.
This is like a UK classic, man.
This is. All right. And it was a forwarded WhatsApp message that says, mate, Rodriguez is never going to play football again. It's all being completely hushed up by the club at the moment. Ancelotti doesn't want the team being distracted in the run-in if the news breaks out. The players themselves haven't even been told it's going to be the biggest news in football when it breaks. A couple of years ago, he decided he wanted to live as a woman and started taking hormone pills. It's why Real Madrid got rid of him for nothing and no other clubs were in for him. Everton thought it was worth a punt for just the shirt selling club. it's weakened his body, which is why he's only managed 60 minutes here and there. Remember the bruised testicle early in the season? Hormones. After the Anfield game, he decided he wanted to go through the full gender reassignment surgery. That's why he's not been since. He had it done last week. FA say he can't stay in the men's game anymore. They've chopped his dick off, lad.
That's how you can tell it's Scouse.
I swear to God, so many people have cooked.
Well, it's got
to
be a Liverpool fan, but it's unbelievable. That was one of the best of all time.
It was that. And then even recently, there was one about like Newcastle players, like all shagging in a penthouse.
That was quite believable though.
But this is what I mean. It's only believable because some geezer on WhatsApp has just been saying it. Like, other than that, what makes you believe it?
Yeah, true. You ain't wrong. No, but they've chopped his dick off is the best way to sign a message off ever.
They've chopped his dick off, lad.
Unbelievable.
We can't forget the Wembley lasagna and as well. That was iconic. Yeah, that Wembley was so lasagna. Good. It was just so childish and dumb.
Wait, can you pull that one up?
Yeah, get that one. I forgot about the that. Wembley I remember lasagna. All the meme images about it.
Yeah, this was classic. Mate, and this is what I'm saying. It's like so much fake info can get knocked about so easily.
It's just one of them days, isn't it? Where the day turns into night.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, it's night.
Yeah,
the night is day. All right. Do you want to whack the headphones on for this?
Oh, go on then, yeah. Go.
It's a voice note, isn't it?
I want to be reminded of this.
This is oh, I hope we got that on camera.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, shit.
Also, just so you know, my sister, her boyfriend's brother,
it's always a mad one, isn't it?
And one of the things that they're doing to prepare, and this won't affect London, this will be everywhere, they're basically worried that people are going to get stuck indoors without any food. So one of the things that they're doing is they're actually working on making a massive lasagna. So they're actually, at the moment as we speak, they're building like the massive lasagna sheets. And they're just going to start making the layers today. And then hopefully, like, obviously put the bolognese on and then put the sheets on top. But they're having to make the special sheets, obviously, because they've not gone on big enough, because they're making lasagna the size of Wembley Stadium. So how they're doing it is they're actually putting the underground heat in at Wembley. That's going to, like, bake the lasagna, and then they're going to put the roof across. So it's like a recreate an oven. And then what they're going to do is they're going to, like, carry that. They've got loads of drones, and they're going to like lift it up with the drones, and they're going to like cut off little portions and like drop them into people's houses, just so to make sure everyone's eating still and no one dies, which is obviously quite sensible. But yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that, because I do quite like lasagna as well. So,
all right, hear me out. Yeah, that guy talks like Theo's girlfriend. What? Nah, do you know what I mean?
I get it. Oh my God, like, yeah.
No, it's the same. It's like the cadence.
Same, it's the same cadence, yeah. The way he like pauses his sentences, like, and then obviously, yeah. And then and the lasagna sheets, yeah. And then.
Look, no. What we need to do is we need to do our own one.
Yo, that, by
we
the way.
We need to start up our own WhatsApp forwarded one.
But
we have to figure
I'm
out like, what it is, though.
Right, so we want something that's not too personal and something that doesn't necessarily link it straight back to us. That's what we want.
It can't come from, like, it can't link to us, because then it's going to be a little too obvious. Obviously, like, oh, the fellas.
Yeah,
said
they
that.
Own a podcast, it'll be too bait that we did this.
We need to do it, but the person needs to be somebody that is mainstream enough, but a little bit niche. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we just say, oh, like David Beckham, it's just too much. You need to go with somebody that most people, like on WhatsApp, people that forwarded messages on WhatsApp and people that are in group chats
will
know. And then we need to build the story from there.
Right, so who are we thinking then?
Who's a big person? You could go. I don't want to do footballer, because footballer's been rinsed.
Listen, hear me out. Maybe too bait. But we could work it. We could do it the best here. But everyone still knows him, JJ.
I think that's
KSI, prime KSI. Oh my God, would he hate me?
He's a household. He's a
household name.
Yeah,
household name. We could probably get away with it, and he won't be too angry if we don't.
No, I don't think he'd give a shit. He'll find it funny because he knows it's not. Whatever we're going to come up with here, he knows it's not true.
Yeah, he knows it's not true, but it needs to be something that is enough to get forwarded.
Okay, but it can't be something that makes him like look really bad, that could be a PR disaster.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't be, like, we can't fuck his career.
No. Well, he never shows his missus, so there's a little bit of material.
Oh my God, could you imagine if we just said, like, his missus was a man? He's got a boyfriend.
It would work, because that's basically that's like shades of the Rodriguez story. He was a man, like, he became a woman.
It turns out the reason why he never shows his girlfriend is because it's a boyfriend.
That's fucking genius, bro.
I think that... Will that not go into the newspapers?
No, we don't want it to go into newspapers.
That's what I mean.
We want it to go on Twitter and somebody posts like, I've just received...
Wait, what
WhatsApp.
We'll do, once we've come up with it, we'll all send it to our friends, and then I can send it to Stokey G and get him to sort of say that he's received it.
Get him to put it out.
get him to receive it.
Because if we can get football Twitter, they are going to be our allies on this one. We need, and we need like Stanley, we need Matt, we need people behind the camera to send it into their group chat, and we want to see how far this can go. We got to cook it
up. Boys, let's write it. Let's write it. It's got to sound like you're one of the lads down the pub as well. So, you've got to start off with some like colloquial language.
Yeah, it's got to be like common, fuck me, fucking hell, lads. Fuck me, Jesus, get this, definitely.
Sort of yeah, yeah.
Got to start with that.
A bit geezery, a little
bit. Not going to believe this one. You know that kind of shit.
Yeah. Something like that.
What about something like this?
Sort of, fucking hell, lads, have I got one for you? Or, you know,
fucking hell, get this, boys.
I guess get this, boys, something that people say.
Was at the pub the other day, and my mate and his brother, who work on Harley Street, oh my God, because Harley Street is the one in London, the cosmetic.
Yeah.
And it's a rich thing, isn't it? It is a rich thing.
If JJ is going to go to like a doctor's appointment anywhere, it would be in Harley Street.
It would, yeah.
Okay. You know the gaff where they do all the plastic surgery and stuff? Basically, KSI had an appointment at this practice. I think it would be... Basically, KSI had an appointment at this practice.
It started well.
Yeah. And let's go with like where he and another guy are like...
shit, man.
Do we go like the
pretty much. Nah, oh, man.
Wait, so obviously I've said... we were at the pub with my mate and his brother. Are we saying his brother works at the practice, or are we going to say his brother was the accountant for the practice and he heard through someone? Are we going to add another layer to
it? Oh, what, and go one step further removed?
I think the one layer with the accountant could work.
No, not accountant, because they have to be physically, he's an assistant.
Not necessarily accountant, but like the extra layer is definitely
receptionist. The bloke doesn't work. Or his missus. I was at the pub the other day with my mate and his brother's missus.
He said his missus.
His brother's missus. His brother's missus works behind in the reception.
His brother's missus?
No. We'll go with my mate's missus works as a receptionist.
Yes, I like
at
that.
At the Harley Street Clinic.
Yeah, so it's like, there's two people in between, right? It's his mate and his missus is the receptionist. And then, so it's like third hand information.
Yeah.
Here you go. Okay. Was at the pub the other day with my mate's missus. With my mate and his missus works on Harley Street in London at one of the clinics.
At one of the clinics. You know the gaff where they do all the plastic surgery? Oh, just the gaff where they do... You know what? I would get rid of that because you have to make it seem like he's put this in a group chat where all his mates would know what Harley Street is.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just like, if you know, you know.
All right, cool.
And most people know what Harley Street is, I think.
All right, so at one of the clinics, getting rid of the gaff where they do all the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically,
should we assume his mates are like maybe like people that don't know YouTube and he explains who KSI is a bit, or should we just go as if he's a household name and doesn't need to explain him?
No, don't need to explain KSI.
All right. Okay.
Basically, KSI had an appointment at this practice where he
he and another.
Nah, because what we'll say, the way we'll say it is they're like KSI was like holding hands. With another bloke? Yeah, he was spotted holding hands with another bloke.
Wait, here we go. Let's do this.
In the waiting room?
With another person.
Maybe not in the waiting room. That's a bit bait, though.
With another person, and she could have sworn it was a bloke at
first. What if his missus...
No, not even at first, just was a bloke.
What if his missus sees this and then thinks JJ's gay and he's cheating on her with a bloke?
Oh my God, no.
You're going to have to pre-warn that? JJ.
No, I might have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to pre-warn him.
Yeah, I'll just have, yeah.
Yeah. He'll fucking love this. He'll find this funny.
Are you sure?
Nah, he'll find this funny, bro, 100%.
Are we sure?
It is funny.
If someone did this to me,
Let me voice note him right now, because we do need actual clearance here. Oh, he's just replied to me in the FPL chat, so he's laughing.
Here we go.
I'll keep cooking whilst you do that.
Yeah, keep cooking. Let's see what you've got.
Right, so
wait, I'm going to voice note him. Yo. This is a strange voice now, I'm going to be honest, but I'm doing Fellas Podcast right now and we're talking about WhatsApp forwarded messages and like the crazy stories that get forwarded. Now, we're doing this to simply prove misinformation spreading, right? But we're going to start one about you, right? And what we're going to do is we're going to say that the reason why you never show your girlfriend on camera is actually because you have a boyfriend. Right, and we want to see how many group chat is going to get sent into and if it ends up on Twitter. Can I please just get a thumbs up from you?
Please.
I think it's going to be so funny if it actually happens, but I just need you to know it, and also your girlfriend to know that you aren't actually cheating on a bloke on her with a bloke. So can you please reply with a yes or no? You're okay for this to happen
ASAP, please. But ASAP. Much time.
We're mid podcast.
Right. Okay. Let me read out the rest. So basically, KSI had an appointment at this practice. He came into the door holding hands with another person, and she could have sworn it was a bloke. Either his bird is actually a bloke or he's dating a fella.
Yeah, we need to, by the way, this needs
not
to be
detail,
yeah, we need way.
It needs to fill up the WhatsApp screen, man. Think
yeah,
about it.
Like the more in depth people get into it, the more like
okay,
they feel.
So we need to add layers then. We need to add a few more layers.
No. So let's put let's get our ending line first, which is this would explain why KSI has never shown his girlfriend
before
on YouTube before.
Comma, she's a man. Oh,
yeah.
She's a bloke, lads.
She's a bloke. Or he's got a boyfriend, fellas.
Yeah, something like that.
Or he's got a boyfriend,
similar
fellas.
To the way the James Rodriguez one finished off. Like
he's chopped his dick
off.
Yeah,
it needs that ending punchline kind of thing.
Right, so we need to fill this middle bit then with weight. We need to fill it with weight. So
we need
what would he
details.
Be doing? Like, are we going to explain what appointment he might have been in for? Are we going to say it's...
Well, we said it to receptionist, so the receptionist knows what appointment that you have. So he said just a regular... it was a specialist appointment. You could just say that.
Hairline,
you don't need to say
hairline thing.
A facial specialist, because that's why potentially it's a bloke trying to look more like a woman.
Oh, you could go for the hairline thing.
Teeth, could go teeth.
Harley
His
Street.
His teeth
doesn't.
Are all right. He's got good teeth though. So
that's why I got mine sorted.
Yeah.
So it is a known place for that.
Maybe yeah. KSI had a specialist appointment at this.
Do you want to mention maybe the bodyguard? Make it.
He's always got
Steve with him.
That big lad.
That big
who
no, security.
Is always in the Simon vids.
No. Because they'll think that was like 2016 Ethan or something. We need to go with. you need to put the big his big security was stood outside the waiting room the whole time, making sure no one went in.
Yeah.
Like that. All right.
Okay.
We got the green light from JJ.
Yes.
It says, Lamau, yeah, go for it. Laughing face.
Okay. So was at the pub the other day with my mate and his missus who works on Harley Street. Okay, cool. So it's his mate's missus that we're referring to.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. This could cook. If this cooks, bro, this is a Hall of Fame moment.
Have we made it like believable enough, do you reckon? We'll find out.
So is this enough to make it?
Well, once we're done, we'll read it out to Stan7. We'll see.
Proper awkward that she'd seen them.
I think we leave it at they were proper cuddling on the sofa.
They jumped in. But would it be more believable that they jumped up a little bit when she came in? So it's like she caught them, like, because they're not just going to fucking...
What about kissing?
Nah, too much.
Nah, it's too much.
Also, I wouldn't believe that. I think that might be the
No, but that's the... You need that punch through that's going to make people go, no way. Like, either no way this is real.
Nah,
they were kissing
man.
On the couch.
No, can we? Can we? Can it work? Shall we? Kissing, yeah? All right, give it a go. Write it into the story. Let's see how it looks.
Okay, cool.
And I want you to send me the message on WhatsApp so I can see how it looks on the screen.
Yeah, because this doesn't look that long here, but it might be long in WhatsApp.
Yeah, cool. All right, so do you want to read it out so far?
Can you quickly send it through to make sure it's not too long? Because it needs to just
Once I finish the sentence, it'll be fine. I just need to finish the sentence. They look proper awkward. Are we sacking that off? And she went back to the waiting, and she went back to the
reception.
No.
They look proper awkward.
And he just got on, he just got up.
I just think they looked...
I think it needs to be like they kind of jumped a little bit when she saw them, because you know what I mean?
And
like,
she was defo not supposed to see them or something
that. Yeah, I think something like that.
Okay, cool. As she was...
I'm dribbling out of excitement, bro. Hold on.
So what have you put? They looked proper awkward as she was defo not supposed to see them. But what does that make sense? Like, how was she definitely not supposed to see him if she got to go in and call him for their appointment? Would they not?
Definitely not supposed to see that.
See that? Yeah, that's better.
And then that last line, bit mad all this, would explain why KSI has never shown his girlfriend before, because he's actually got a fella.
And then are we putting like the tears thing? Tears face
emoji?
I'm gonna
send it to your WhatsApp, Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at it.
Send this through. Send it in our chat. Right, send it in our chat.
Yeah. Do you want me to go ahead and give this a full read through?
Give it a full read through.
All right, here we go. All right, it fits the screen and it looks good as well. Here we go. So this is what we come up with, boys. Fucking hell, get this, boys. Was at the pub the other day with my mate, and his missus works on Harley Street in London at one of the clinics. Basically, KSI had an appointment at this practice. He came into the door holding hands with another person, and she could have sworn it was a bloke. Once through the door, they got put into a private room with that massive security guard waiting outside the door. My mate's missus went in to call KSI for his appointment, and they were proper cuddling on the sofa. They looked proper awkward, as she was deaf or not supposed to see that. Bit mad all this. Would explain why KSI has never shown his girlfriend before, because
right,
he's actually got a fella.
Sorry, first of all, there's like you've said some things too well. It says like once through the door, they got like that's too well put.
Okay, cool.
So it needs to be like they got put into a private room with that. Yeah. Like just start from there.
Yeah,
because otherwise you're
that's telling, good.
They got put into a private room with the story. My mate's missus went in to call KSI for his appointment.
Call him or call KSI?
Call KSI for his appointment, and they were properly cuddling on the sofa. They look proper. Yeah, saying proper is fine twice because it makes it seem less proper, as she was defo not supposed to see.
I actually think that looks
supposed to see that now. Bit mad. All this would explain, but you've got like your commas are too good. You kind of need to get rid of the commas and
stuff.
Cool. What we'll do is we're gonna rough this up a bit, right? Like, you know, when you're at school and they said like, oh, make it look like it was a bit old, so you put tea stains on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we're about to do.
Rough this up and then we send it on it.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to whack this in a group chat. Now, this is being filmed on a Friday. This goes out on Tuesday. So we've only really got the weekend for this to go and Monday. Now, it's actually quite important that we have like the school, because we need school days for this to be passed about.
Well, realistically, we're going to have the end of school today, aren't we? So that's going to be active hours.
And Saturday, then we're have Sunday with
Saturday,
football.
Sunday, everyone's on their phone.
Yeah, watching football.
Twitter's going to be going crazy.
I think we're looking good.
Yeah.
I think we're good for today to put this out.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can get it on football Twitter.
We need to start at the right place, because if we start with any one of our group chats, obviously that's not going to work. Even Stanislav's is a bit too bait. Like, they know.
Nah,
but
we still got to feed it through ours.
This is how we kickstart. Trust me, we get it through Stanislav. Stanislav's going
to
be our key.
It needs to be. Is Stanislav maybe a bit too bait?
Nah, because
his mates believe that.
No, because what we'll say, Stanley, is you'll be like, I'm going to ask Cal or Chip if this is. I'll ask him next time I'm in work, but I just got this sent through. Do you know what I mean? So he can make it seem like, guys, I'll chase up on this, but lol, if this is true.
I've got my uni football chat that's got 40 blokes in it as well. I'll whack it in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, I wonder if this catches on. This is insane if it catches on. I'm glad we got the thumbs up from JJ, because that's funny.
You know what you're doing, Stanislav.
You know you're part of the mission.
Because if I say, like, oh, I've just got sent through, I don't know if it's true or not, and they'll know that because I work with you guys, that they might think, oh,
it could
be a bit real. And when people send it on,
they go,
oh, I've just got sent this by
mate. Guy works at the
Fella
Studios.
Yeah, it does work. You're right. Oh, shit. Yeah,
there's lots of layers to it.
All right, guys, look, we're going to wrap it up there. We're going to leave you with that. What a little cliffhanger. We'll see you all for the next episode. I believe it's our 165th.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have got a very special guest. Assuming they don't cancel on us, we're very excited. It's a crowd pleaser. So we'll see you guys in a bit. Guys, much love. If you haven't already, then check out our clips channel. We upload a lot of clips there. So if you enjoy just watching podcasts that way, then you can enjoy that. But also subscribe to us here. If you don't already, check out our Spotify. Rate us 5 stars, please. We would really appreciate it over there. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Deezer, and I don't know. There's loads of places. Amazon Music, Amazon Podcasts, whatever it is, we're on there. We'll see you guys next time. Chip, one last inspirational quote.
Fuck, you put that one on me. Wow, I don't really have one just like that.
Oh, wait, what about the rising tides?
Oh, how does it go again? A rising tide raises all
boats. Rising tides raise all boats.
That was it. Rising tide raises all boats. That one is from our COO, Elliot Hackney.